I had a number of residents who approached me a couple of weeks ago looking to paint the older people's houses in their estate. And normally that would have been allowed to happen during town council time. So when I went to the county council and said we had a number of residents here looking, if they were given the paint, they would paint the old age pensioners' bungalows. And I was informed that due to health and safety, that this wouldn't be allowed anymore, and that a tender had actually been put out looking for contractors to carry out that type of work across the whole county.
And then if the house is going to be painted, then does that not sort of make the argument for people to paint them on behalf of the older people moot then?
Yeah, but the point is this, it's a contract for the whole county. By the time it'd be like painting the fourth bridge, by the time you get to the end, you'd have to start again. And what we have here is a cost-saving measure. I would argue that the residents' associations are taking care of their local estates, looking after their neighbours, and willing to paint these bungalows, and it wouldn't be such a big health and safety risk.
If it were to be permitted, though, there'd have to be checks and balances on a case-by-case basis, because you could sort of have people quoting precedent and they could paint their houses any colour or whatever. It could create problems rather than fix them too.
Yeah, I agree. And it would have to be done in consultation with the council, and it would need to be a proper job done. But that's what I'm asking for in my motion today, that the council would engage with or put together some sort of policy where residents would be allowed, residents' associations members would be allowed to paint older neighbours' houses within the OPD stock that we have.